Episode number 89,
a mindset to get some sleep.
This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. Woo. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming, This is a new day.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach. From drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to Mindset for Life. As you know, this year we're focused on a fresh start, a brand new day. And of course, we can't have a very good fresh start or a new day if we're so tired we can't even work well. Maybe we can't even think clearly. Today's episode is just for you and your need to get quality sleep. Of course, we all have different levels of sleep or sleep experiences. Our job is not the only thing involved in our sleep life. The issue of sleep and adequate rest are so critical because sleep plays an important role in learning, memory, mood, and judgment. Sleep affects how well you're going to perform when you're awake, both your daily work and any kind of physical or athletic performance. The amount of time you sleep, as well as the quality of your sleep, are both extremely important. Now, if you don't get enough sleep, your body may not be able to fend off invaders or illnesses. It might take you a lot longer to recover if you become sick. Long-term sleep deprivation also increases your risk of chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease. And the research suggests that long-term our health is going to decline, and of course, our work performance is also going to decline. It becomes a sense of tiredness throughout the day. So we'll be sitting in front of that computer or that video camera trying to be productive, and we're not able to do that. And we will be less effective and less accurate. So long-term, it's going to have significant consequences on both the quality of our life and the time spent. But there are a few things that we can all control. And while I am not a sleep expert, nor do I claim to be, I am an online education expert, and I've been there in the place of wanting to get better quality sleep. And I will share with you some of the things I have learned over time, as well as some of the research I found that is really helpful stuff that I think you will like. Steps, ideas, small things that we can change. And I do suggest that if you decide to make changes in your sleep routine or your daily habits or anything like that, just make one change at a time and see how it works. If you're doing anything really significant to try to create quality sleep already, if it's working for you, definitely continue doing that. If it's not working for you, I hope some of the strategies I have learned about that I will share today might help. Sleep is part of your autonomic nervous system. This system is not something you can consciously control. It's basically the things that are in your subconscious brain or your primitive part of your brain. They include the heartbeat, the breathing, digestion, and sleep, and other things. Because you cannot consciously control it, you have to indirectly impact different parts of your body and your lifestyle so that they will have an influence on your sleep. Train yourself to anticipate when you're going to go to sleep. The best way to do that is by planning a consistent schedule and going to bed at the same time each day or close to it. I have a little alarm on my watch that pops up that reminds me it's time to get ready for bed. Secondly, create a routine. A routine might include setting up the space in which you're going to sleep by dimming the lighting, cooling down the room, and removing things that might demand your attention, like electronics. If you charge your cell phone in the bedroom, do it at an area away from the bed so you're not tempted to pick it up and read it as you're falling asleep. You might consider taking a warm bath or reading a book to calm down before bed. Find a procedure that you can repeat, like putting on pajamas, brushing your teeth, reading for a few minutes, maybe writing in a gratitude journal, praying, and then going to sleep. So if you have a routine kind of like that, and you do it in the same order, your brain really likes to automate things. It's going to catch on to this automated system you've got going. And as you do the steps, your brain's going to be calming down and getting ready for sleep too. About an hour before bed, a lot of the research suggests that you avoid doing things that energize you, like exercising or watching television. If you can put those things away an hour or more before bed, you're going to have a better chance of being able to fall asleep and stay asleep. During the day, if you prepare for this by not taking a lengthy nap, Many of the suggestions I've found have been to not nap for more than 30 minutes. So if you do nap, keep it short. Likewise, you want to exercise. If you can even go for a walk 10 minutes or more during the day, some physical activity is going to give your body a little bit more stimulation during the day so that it's ready for sleep later on at night. Also, there's a lot of suggestion out there to limit caffeine at least 6 hours before bed. Some people will still be affected by a single cup of coffee even a full day later. So you want to know how caffeine impacts you and how early you need to put the caffeine away to make sure it's not interacting with your sleep. Also, if you're a person who drinks alcohol, it interferes with the brain's ability to sleep well and repair itself. So you might want to reconsider the habit of having that at all during the day or especially before bed. Avoid rich, heavy, or fatty foods before bed. Instead, if you want to have a snack before bed, you could have a warm glass of milk. Or if that really grosses you out, you could have a banana with some peanut butter or some other kind of a snack that has some protein in it. I've already mentioned reducing screen time in the evenings like television, but if you absolutely feel like you have to be on your cell phone, there are some really great settings. You can try the night shift mode. You can turn on dark mode, reduced brightness. There's also this thing where most screens emit a blue light. So if you turn on the red light filter, it's going to stop giving your brain the sensation that it's daytime. I've tried that recently on my iPhone and I find that it is true. It actually gives you a different experience. Now in the room itself, if you have trouble sleeping when there's light, you might want to buy a set of blackout curtains. Or you can use an eye mask to totally cut the light out right to your face. I bought one of those about 4 months ago, and it has been miraculously wonderful. When we're working online, so we might think, did I check it? There might be another message. We start to condition our brain with a scarcity mindset. And a scarcity mindset is this idea that there's never enough time to get it all done. So the more we worry about the job, overload ourselves, or repetitively check in, the more we create that sense of not enough time. Pretty soon we are doing less quality work because we're spreading ourselves way too thin and we're not having the rest that we need. This kind of worry makes it very difficult to think clearly and to get work done. It activates our fight, flight, or freeze response, which can also elevate the cortisol in our brain, making it difficult to sleep, but also increasing weight gain, another problem that happens when we don't sleep enough. I've said a lot here, and I've shared a lot of tips and strategies and suggestions, but I want to introduce a mindset that can help temper workload concerns I mentioned, balancing it all, shifting the mindset into a place of abundance, in the understanding that there is enough, that it can get done, even if it's not done to the quality you wish it was, or if it's done differently than you hoped it would be. So the first thing is, for our own emotional well-being, changing from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, it can happen extremely well when we start to focus on gratitude and things that did go well. This is a perspective we take from positive psychology. This is a scientific study of human thriving, and it really is where we focus on our gifts, our talents, what went well, what successes we had, and it helps us to start to fight against anxiety, worry, and stress taking over. If we do it as a habit, we are going to be able to do it more, and it's actually going to change the tone of all of our interactions throughout the day. Thinking about this, at the end of the day, I mentioned maybe you want to have a gratitude journal as part of your bedtime routine. It could also be done early in the day. It could be reflection on yesterday. It could be midday. Whatever works best for you. And of course, you can do this in a notebook or on some kind of electronic device, whatever it is that you're going to use at the time. I would suggest 5 or 10 minutes, doesn't need to be very long, but definitely make it a habit for at least 3 weeks every day. After 3 weeks every day, you're going to find this habit will yield wonderful returns. So the first thing would be to set aside 5 or 10 minutes and simply ask yourself, what went well today? Think about it, and then write down 3 things that went well and why they went well. As you start thinking about these things and the reasons behind them, you will start to get more detailed. You'll start to uncover really great solutions for the future. anything could be on your list. It could be a small thing, could be a large thing. For example, when I make my list today, there's something I did last night. I was chopping some weeds from my front yard, and they happened to be in the gutter of my street. So there were some weeds growing between the crack in the pavement. And I chopped the weeds out and I left them sitting in the road because it was getting dark. So this morning I was going to go outside and pick up all the weeds and throw them away. As I was sitting in my office, I saw a truck coming up the street. It was a street sweeper. Maybe once every 2 years, I have seen a street sweeper on my street. This was really rare and shocking. That street sweeper came around twice, and when I went outside, every bit of those weeds I was going to clean up was gone. It was something pretty awesome, I thought. So in my what went well list for today, I'm definitely going to write down my work paid off and I did not even have to clean it up. That went well. And it was a surprise, not something I planned, but what a great thing in my day. Think about what you might write in a what went well list, and that might be a good strategy to start turning your mindset to something a little bit more focused on the positive. Now, another routine I'd like to suggest is a three-step routine to help curb your exhaustion if you do have some exhaustion day to day. These are easy changes you can make, and you can experiment to establish a better healthy sleep pattern and improve your overall sense of well-being also. So the first step would be to take stock of how you're feeling in the morning. Just pick a day, and on a scale of 1 to 10, how rested do you feel? And also, how many hours did you sleep? And then step number 2, pick one thing to change and just do it for 3 nights in a row. Here are some suggestions. If you need to take a nap, take the nap before 5 o'clock at night and make sure it's no longer than 30 minutes. Another suggestion would be to avoid caffeine after 4 p.m. Substitute with something else like seltzer water, herbal tea, or just plain water. Another suggestion would be to set your alarm and get up at the same time every morning, something that seems reasonable to you. Another suggestion would be to keep your bedroom dark and quiet, and consider having no electronics in there or removing the TV if there is one, or you could just keep it turned off. So these are some strategies, and all you need to do is choose one and do it for 3 nights in a row. So remember, you're going to start with step 1, which is to rate how rested you feel in the morning and how many hours you slept. And for those 3 nights, you're going to do one of the things you pick. And then lastly, each day when you wake up for 3 days, you want to record what you noticed. What strategy did you try? How rested did you feel on a scale of 1 to 10? How much sleep did you get? How many hours? And is it working? So you can find, just by making one small change at a time, that you can have a better quality of sleep and feel a lot more rested. Now, this is your call to action. You can try the what went well strategy. You can try the three-step sleep experiment for 3 nights. Or you can try any of the many suggestions I've shared with you today. All of them have benefited me or my colleagues that I have worked online with for many years. And so I share them with you from research I have conducted, but also a place of experience. I hope you will give it a shot. I know that you can benefit from better quality sleep if you're looking for that. I wish you all the best this week and hope to hear back about how it went. Our theme song for the Mindset for Life Season 2 podcast is New Day, performed by Danny Gokey in 2021. Danny Gokey is under exclusive license to Capital Christian Music Group, Incorporated, and it was written by Ethan Hulse, Kobe Wedgeworth, and Danny Gokey. Copyright 2019. From Better Than I Found It, administered at CapitalCMGPublishing.com. All rights reserved, used with permission. 1, 2.